Blog Talk Radio.
Shepherd. That's the second week I have listened to my brother who has did my opening for me, and I sound so good. I sound so professional. But after the opening, the truth comes out. The professionalism goes out the window. Ta-da! You still got to be goofy, goofy, goofy. Good morning or good afternoon, everyone. How are you? How are you? How are you? Mary, I see that you are on my board. I sent you a text, side note, side conversation. You did not respond. Let me know if you want to be on the show because you always have good stuff to talk about. Wow, you guys. What day is it? The 28th. There's a lot of changes, and I can't wait to talk about those changes, about the show, what's going to go on. But I also have to say, once again, I am sick. I get on the show, and I try to do the best that I can because I've been sick since Thursday with this huge migraine. I don't even get migraine headaches. But if migraine headaches are as big as your head, you know, if the pain is as big as your head, my migraine it's like blows up because my head's so big, right? I mean, my head hurts. Even laughing, my head hurts, but I've got some medicine now. So anyway, but no matter what, it's so funny. Last night, in the middle of the night, when I was feeling completely like S-H-I-T. All right, I got your text. I was feeling completely like crap. I could only hear all the people that I know who do blog talk radio shows or any type of podcast or any type of show, YouTube, doesn't matter. And they are, there's always going to be one person that's looking forward to hearing that show. So get your butt up. Do the damn thing. No matter what you got to do, no matter how early you got to get up and how much coffee and all that stuff. Actually, that was Jay King and even Mary in my head going, you got to do the show. You got to do the show. Anyway, so I'm here. Actually, I'm feeling better as I was getting things together. I was like, ooh, okay, maybe I'll be able to get this show going. And I will. But as for the changes in the show, you guys remember when I first started the show almost over a year ago, was 77 episodes in. So let's say when I started the show with episode one, whenever that was, you know, once a week, you guys do the numbers. Math was not my forte. Anyway, the show really, really came upon, a discussion with my mom, my brother. From there, it led to my brother providing me with some reading, A New Earth, Eckhart Tolle, I think that's his name. And then from there, understanding the triggers that book talks about. You know, when you are triggered into acting in a way that is not conducive to the betterment of your life, that's how I summarize it. It's probably summarized very different for other people. But again, I was really focusing on these triggers that would take me right down the road of not giving a fuck. Yeah, put that together. So anyway, it's really amazing how since that time I have evolved. I think I'm my only listener so far. I am kind of goofy, but I have evolved. And if anyone desires to listening to the show, you will also see how when I evolve, when I'm, you know, going to movement, I say everything, you know what I mean? I don't hide. I don't get on the show and try to be anything more than I am. We'll talk about that too. It's my journey, and I have chosen to place my journey on Blog Talk Radio for others to hear it. Or if nothing more, this is a very cheap talk therapy avenue. You know, therapy's getting kind of expensive. But anyway, so I think the last year, the end of the year, it came to what do you give a fuck about going on in your life? And it all became full circle that what I give a fuck about most has nothing to do with dollars and cents. Those are necessities. It has everything to do with this really weird thing in my soul that I've ignored for many, many years, many, many moons. It's personal passion. It's personal empathy for others and self, right? It's looking at life for what it is and understanding you might not be a change. That fucked me up because I just knew in the legal profession I was going to make a change. I was going to be that positive force to have attorneys have morals and values and go back to the righteousness of the law that I had witnessed for up to 30 years. The last 5 years has been quite disappointing. In fact, I think I'm over it. We'll talk about that. But I really did think, and I said in one of my episodes, I wanted to be a statue in the park. Well, I'm from Sioux City, Iowa, and the most important person was that statue in the park. I don't want to know who would, now that I know how it really works, I don't want to know who was in that statue, who that person was in the statue, because it could have been a Confederate. It could have been all bad. But in my mind, I always wanted to make a difference, and that's how I visualized it, having a statue in the park where people look up and they read about it. And usually people that are in the park, it's not completely self-serving. It's people that have done something for the community that have made a change, such as, hey, because of me, the park is here. You know, it doesn't matter. It's just something that's outside of self that helps others. And I have fallen into this belief that it could really happen, and I would fight for it. I mean, I pray for people to be treated fairly. It's just ridiculous. Ain't nobody give a fuck about me, but I'm fighting for everyone to be treated equally. I'm fighting for people to, when someone says, you know, they're going to do something, that especially if this is a work-related situation, if they're going to do something, I always fight for do what you say, whatever. You know, my mom would always say, if you're going to say it, you're going to do it. And it's been, you know, last 5, maybe even going on 10 years where people can say anything and don't have to do it. And others, employees or whoever, just succumb to that's just how it is. I don't think that's fair. I don't really think that's fair at all. I mean, and so in my position, you know, if you told me you're going to do something, I'm coming for you. I'm going to ask. I'm going to keep asking. Ask everyone who knows me. But other people don't have that ability. They're embarrassed. That went away a long time ago. My daddy told me a man will never give you the last dollar he has in his pocket. And so therefore, anyone that promised me something or said they're going to give me something is not from their last dollar in their pocket. And that includes organizations and law firms and other things that I've been involved with. I've never really had too many problems when it comes to people saying they're going to do something or an organization saying they're going to do something. But when I have experienced it and my word is I'm going to, and they don't do it, it's not the whatever I was waiting for or wanting or promise that bothers me. That, you know, it's the respect and character of the organization or the individual that lied. And I'm getting to a point in my life where I'm glad I have this show looking for my give a fuck, because there's a whole bunch of shit I'm over. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm at what the fuck with a lot, right? And looking for my give a fuck is like, wait a minute, let's turn that what the fuck around to caring, going back to just, but character is important to me, and I'm going to tell you why. I always pull from my own experiences, and I always pull from Mr. J. King, and I know you guys are like, what's that? I mean, is he or blah, blah, blah. No, I mean, if anything, Jay and I, if we ever got close to each other, we'd probably like have, we'd just be at it. We're friends, but he just wears me the fuck out, and I wear him out, because he's so boom, boom, right in your face with it. And I'm so, oh no, wait, no, I can't do this. But one thing that he taught me, because he's a very generous person, is that if you're going to do something, you do it, you know. And when he shared with me, number one, your follow through is real shitty at times. I call it adult ADHD. He said, I don't give a fuck what the reason is, it's shitty. And the other thing was your character. And I had to learn that. Because if I said, hey, I'm gonna give you money back, or a lot of times I'm just like, can I have? And everyone's like, okay. But, you know, the few times, like, can I borrow? And then even if it's my mom or whatever, and then I would feel I didn't have to loan it, you know, give it back. That's disturbing. And one time I had a discussion with my mom about it. She said, anytime I give you money, sure, I just know it's not coming back. I mean, anytime, by the way, anytime you loan money, don't expect it back. Then, you know, then there's no expectation. But she's like, you know, I never give you anything I don't have. Very similar to how my dad, you know, said that. And same with Mr. King. It's like, look, if I give you some, if you say give it to me, my God, I got it. But if you're going to loan it to me, that, you know, if you're asking for a loan, then there's a different expectation. And I was like, ooh, really? Because when it comes to just me getting what I want, to be honest, I'm, what? What do you mean? Because the other part of it is when I do have money and I do have things, I just, you know, give it or do, you know, do what I do. But more importantly, Jay King was like, you know, character. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. And that happened a few years ago. And even to this very day, if I say I'm going to borrow something, I give it back. If I borrowed $2 from my mom because I didn't have change in the parking thing, I give it back. I give it back. When I say borrow, I try not to use that word borrow a lot. I try to stick with may I have, right? No. And it did make a difference of how I felt when someone promised me something or work related or whatever, and they didn't do it. I was like, oh, no. That's not how you do that. You know, I learned how important it is when you say you're going to do something, you do it. So character to me is key. But when it's not universal in a workplace, a home place, a friendship place, whatever, when it's not universal, it becomes discouraging. And that's when looking for my give a fuck really started to be before an episode, before this thing here. I didn't give a fuck. And it wasn't like a negative per se, I didn't give a fuck. It's just like, oh, okay, no problem. Yeah, well, if you say you're going to do it, you don't do it, no big deal. You know, but it wasn't fun living like that. I still wanted to believe in people and even in myself. Because what I was mad about with other people's dream, remember, I just had explained to you that others had to tell me, nigga, you don't be paying back. I'm like, oh, wait, what? You know, my brother too. If you say, can I have, we don't expect. If you say borrow, we expect. I'm like, shit, what was I tripping on when I said borrow? But these are people that are nice enough to make me a better person and aware of what it feels like if it shows up, if I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it. And I'm working in an environment where a lot of money is made, lots of it. But beholding to promises based on simply your performance or participation in something as a team, and the fall through, you know, the failure to live up to those promises, to me, are painful. Are rude. I worked at a lot of law firms, you guys. I think I'm at 48, 49. But then one thing I do remember when my son was younger and a boss said, hey, you know what? We're going to do this. Here's a bonus. Take a day off, whatever. I honored those when my kid was growing up because I'll be perfectly honest, unless you're super rich and, you know, and even though his daddy was, you know, had the money, there were some times it's like I'm looking for that extra dollar. And if a boss promised me something, I always was looking for it. We should. So what I'm finding is that there's, just even outside of the workplace, people are not keeping their word. Now, how does that fit into my world? Well, it makes me sad. I mean, unfortunately, as much of a bitch as I am, and bitch times two, times three, you know, birthday May 16, 1966, I tell people the devil and I are probably cousins. It doesn't matter. I'm just joking when I say that. But as I'm a Taurus, too, I'm in a complete bull. I will not move until you fuck with me and I'm coming for you. But I try not to even do that. But through a lot of work that I've been doing, because I know another really great guy, and I'm not allowed to say his name only because I didn't ask. Okay. Who helped me in the past 10 years really get into, you know, you can be hard-nosed and do all that other shit, but who are you inside? Why do you go to bed at night and you feel sad? You know, what's going on with you? Because everyone, boys and girls, in addition to everything else, you know, I'm an empath. What does that mean? It means, oh, you're just fucking nuts, pretty much. But no, what it means, I can just feel. I can feel. My mom has it, too. I think all our family has it. They just ignore it. My mother has it a lot, too, because a lot of times, you know, we'll go into that another time. But I can feel things. And that's probably why I went away from large law firms to small law firms, because the noise, the emotions in my head about everybody and what was going on, it would just show up. I was like, oh, my God. In the past couple of weeks, the firm I'm at, my sensitivity, and also a friend of mine was saying something about the moon is in some weird positioning where Tauruses are just emotionally fucked up anyway. But I was worn out. Because as much as I was watching what I believe was some things that are not cool, I could also see past that and feel emotions. I was like, oh, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. I am feeling something here and this person being a jerk. And what it is, it's not that, how do I explain it? It's hard to explain it. It's just very, very hard. It was very, very difficult. So I was stuck between giving a damn and fuck you all at the same time last week, to be perfectly honest. Because a lot of times I'll meet someone and something will come out of my mouth and I don't even know where it's coming from, how it got there, and forget that it stated, but it was something that person needed to hear, because they'll tell me later on. So I don't ask for this thing. I don't ask to be forced to go and tell someone X, Y, Z. I don't know where it came from. It's usually something that they've been thinking about, and they're, you know, and I'm, some friend said, you know, you're just confirmation, or how did you know? I'm like, dude, I don't even know. So it's a heavy load. I've been at a new firm for a few months now, and I've been doing some really new things regarding my business, my personal growth. I think last year my son got married, my mom got sick, and she's fine now. We have a 2-year-old little puppy. I don't know why I threw that in there. That just makes me, you know, experience love. Experience the loss of my other puppy, you know, my other doggy at the time, that puppy. But what was happening is that around a lot of people, and some of these people I really care about. And I don't know how to sort out the empathy along with the I don't give a fuck. It's so funny, right? You guys probably don't experience this, but if someone ever tells you that they're experiencing this, please listen to them. Because it's heavy. It's so funny. Everyone puts that 1-800, you know, jump off bridge, here's what do. But no one understands and hears. That person's so happy. That person's so this. What's going on? Well, goddamn, if you go somewhere. People are people watchers. Go somewhere. Instead of watching them, see if you can feel, but they're not showing you. You know, you get a kick out of watching people, right? Get a kick out of feeling everyone's emotions that walk past you. And you have the ability to go, oh, Mr. Dog Walker, yeah, on Tuesday everything's going to be okay if you can get to Tuesday. And not even know where it come from. Now y'all think, oh, I'm crazy. I don't really give two fucks if you do care if I'm crazy, but it's real. It's real. And what's happening now is I'm getting very sick. If you guys know anything about Louise Hayes, she talks about when you get sick that it has something to do with the spiritual part of you. So I have sinus. I've never had as many sinus infections as I've had in the last 4 weeks. No, 4 months. Very recently, I've tacked on a migraine headache. My sister has had migraine headaches for years, and she says, you never had them. So she's given me a lot of medicine, but ultimately it's stress-related. Anytime a cold comes through the office, you know, I'm going to get it because, according to my blood work, my white blood cells are low, right? Nothing bad enough to be anything really bad as of yet, but still, they're very low. So I'm like, shit, I'm always sick. What am I going to do about that? I don't know, guys. But if anyone has any suggestions, I would ask that you share them. Life is a major what the fuck. Seriously. It's crazy. And it's so funny. I never thought I'd in my life where I really gave a fuck about other people's well-being, even when I saw them or I see them walking in a path that might not be a good path. And let me quickly tell you why I have my 9 minutes. Growing up, I was very spoiled, still spoiled, but and a little selfish. The world, when I say the world revolves around me, it's so funny. I always joke around. People are like, really, Shirley, the world revolves around you. It is so funny. My world revolves around everyone that I love and I know, but I just play it off like it revolves around me. And if it did revolve around me, why would I give a fuck about the feelings of everyone else that I can feel, you know, who's around me? But that's here nor there. But there was some time, jealousy, believing everyone had more than I did. You know, here I am. I'm 23. I have a child, and I'm going to try to become important, right? Which is a very tough task. So sometimes I was just really, I think, jealous a lot. I don't know why. I mean, shit. I got more than a little bit plus 10. And so one time, I really do think it was a time that my son played at the YMCA in Panorama City, I believe, where Van Nuys. I would gather that $60 to make sure he played every season, basketball season or whatever. And his dad was around. His dad would help too, but you know, we would try to beat each other. Who's going to pay for this? He was going to pay for it first just to have the bragging rights. We were real sick young adults. But anyway, one time, my son always had, and I mean me, I take Payless. Remember Payless? He was a Ninja Turtle person, so that's all I could have him wear. But his dad was always able to take him to the store and get something better when he got a little older. You know, he started playing basketball at 5. Okay, what am I saying that for? One day his father came in and he noticed that some of the kids on the team just did not have really cool shoes. Not cool shoes, but just, I don't know what men look at. The next day he came in and he made sure every kid on that team and more. I think he was capable. There's probably like 60 kids or something to that effect that were in the whole, all the teams that were playing that whatever it's called, that period of time. I believe his dad went as so far as to buy shoes for everyone that needed them, not just on Kwan's team. I'm sure his dad, you know, he's a Vietnamese crazy man. He probably went there and hustled and bustled and probably went to his own people and got them shoes, really nice shoes. I do remember that. And I'm like, oh my God, Kwani, why did your dad do that? Why? Why would he give everyone else shoes and da-da-da? And my little boy looked at me, must have been 5 or 6, he goes, Mom, you're just mean. I'm like, so I said, aren't you upset? He's giving away stuff that could be going to you. He looked at me and he goes, ugh, you're jealous. You're mean. I don't need those shoes, Mom. I have some. Why can't he share? Well, that was the moment that I was like, fuck you too, Laquan. No. But I was like, oh. I said, well, you're not jealous. He said, Mom, why would I be jealous? I have everything. These are my friends. No, in fact, the shoes they got are better than mine, but I like mine. Wow. So I went from that, and then cussing out his daddy, talking about da-da-da-da-da. He's like, girl, please. And I just need everyone to know that a lot of the kids that my son's father helped out, they all went different ways. If you want to know where children are going to go, start watch them play sports when they're a young age. Do they have great sportsmanship? Are they like my son? And it follows. So there are a lot of kids that ended up in jail, and his dad makes sure they're okay by sending packages or whatever the case may be. The other ones doing well, his dad really made a difference. And I'm sitting here going, you can't give me no money, you know, just being a bitch. Okay, so more of the story is I go from that place to where I am now, to where I understood a 6-year-old. Why? I'm so lucky, Mom. I'm so lucky. Everything I do, I really do it, and sometimes, as Mary will say, extremely hardcore, because I want you to be the best, or I do not compare anyone with me, or look what they have. No, we don't do that. I don't do that anymore. I grew up. Now I just see hearts and souls. The most important thing I do is simply tell someone, you know, you're all right. You're going to be all right. We got this, and if we don't got it, we gonna work it out. And I love being in that place. But the same token, when I work in a place and I'm around people that their character is less than just being honest, which is 90% of the world, it hurts. It really does. I recorded my son when he was 6 years old with that little, you know, story. And we could play it over and over again. In fact, I have 4 minutes to go here. There's a clip where a little girl was being, just came on the news very recently, a little second grader was being bullied. And they had been talking about bullying in the classroom, and another little schoolmate came and told her, "Don't worry about it. You know who you are," is the cutest thing. Look it up online. And he talks about, just be you. Come on, I'll play with you. And so I bring all that. Why did I go there with all that? I went there with all that because, listen, I've been around a long time. And I know that businesses have to make money. People have to make money. All things have to be done. All I say is, when you're doing that, if possible, keep your word. If you can't keep your word, just say, hey, I can keep my word. People that I work, care for, I have to figure out how to take my emotions and put them all together and so that I can go to work and completely be there and not get, you know, get caught up with whatever's going on. Just be at the best that I can be without, you know, taking in the emotions and stuff. I got to figure that out, though, because empaths, I don't know how they block it out because it's right there. Secondly and third, it's just being true to yourself. Being honest, look at your growth, look at your weaknesses. How embarrassing. My son told me I was a selfish little bitch about 30 years ago. And now I am not that. I'm just me. I'm just a bitch, but not selfish. And I really do care, and I really do want to see the best for everyone that I know and even people that I don't know. Okay, you guys, I have 2 minutes, and Mary said she was unable to come into the show, so I'm going to let you guys know Mary had a little cancer. Is at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, I do believe. It's a great show. It's our show. Sometimes I'm a host. We touched on some things last week that was of interest about dealing with family members with cancer and how the ones without cancer, how they deal with it and what they do. And it was really an eye-opener for her as a person who has experienced cancer, I do believe, twice, and family members and what they must have been thinking and or how she was reacting when her mother got sick last year. So it's a very, very good show. It's a show that has completely evolved into a really, really great opening place where you can just be who you are. So that's Mary Had a Little Cancer, Block Talk Radio, J. King Network, and she's at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, which is my time. Okay, 2 minutes left. What's the other thing? I've been doing a lot of good work. I told you guys last week that I have new recording equipment. Didn't put it together yet. I think I'll pay my brother. So we're going to have a better sound system. I'm also looking into utilizing an outside studio to do this because I want to go live. And, you know, I have to do things right. I'm not like you young kids where you can just throw some shit on and look fucked up. No, I have a legacy. So we're going to go, we're going to do some fun stuff like that, do some live, and I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be really, really fun. My brother has some friends he knows that have studios that will allow me to set up a really nice little station that would be fun. We're also going to extend the show to an hour, and that way I'm going to ask family, friends, and have people come in and talk about topics, as you see this time, even though I didn't really get into it, Lost in the World, the World Wilderness, whatever, you know, A Journey to Rediscovering Your Give a Fuck, and that's kind of like what we're talking about, but every day you'll see a new episode, which talks every week. There's a new episode now, which will have a title as to what we're talking about. So there might be some episodes that you'll be like, hey, you know what, I want to call in on that. So if you look at it now, you'll see that we were talking about the pressures of looking for give a fuck. I went off topic, but I'm allowed to do that, but that's what we were supposed to talk about. Other than that, I think that's it. I have like 40 seconds. I do want to let you guys know that with given this whole thing about me finding me, I am starting my consulting program, business, The Art of Legally in Order. It's a beautiful concept. I can't wait to share, because sometimes when you don't work well in an environment anymore, or it's just causing you to be sick, you have to find passion outside of that. And I think I have, and I can't wait to share with you guys how I got there, my failures, and where I'm going. I think that's about it. Until then, everyone, do your ginger shots and all that shit. Get well next week. I'm looking forward to a new conversation. Until then, I'm going to try to turn this new closing on song. All right, you guys have a great week.
did it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd.